Hong Kong media tycoon Jimmy Lai could face life in jail after he was found guilty yesterday of conspiracy to collude with foreign forces and sedition against China. The 78-year-old founder of the now-closed Apple Daily newspaper will be sentenced in January after spending 5 years already in custody. Authorities in Beijing and Hong Kong maintain the trial was fair, but Western governments and human rights groups say the verdict undermines press freedom and judicial independence. Kevin Yam is a lawyer and a former Hong Kong democracy advocate. He's now a doctoral candidate at the Melbourne Law School.
Good morning. Hi.
Can you give our audience a quick reminder who might not have been following this case? Tell me about Jimmy Lai and what exactly he did that has led to him ending up in court.
So Jimmy Lai is a classic Hong Kong rags to riches story, a guy who came to Hong Kong as a teenager from China, then became a rich garments manufacturing tycoon, but then ended up having to sell his business for his pro-democracy stance even back in the early 90s. And then he set up the Apple Daily and another magazine, which was very much a Hong Kong pro-democracy, anti-Chinese Communist Party publication. And the thing he got convicted for came much later, which was around 2019-2020, as some might remember, Hong Kong had a huge protest movement against China's authoritarian rule. And he campaigned for more democracy in Hong Kong. He campaigned for foreign governments to hold Hong Kong officials involved in any cracking down on Hong Kong's freedoms accountable for their actions. And for that, he's been convicted of colluding with foreign forces and for publishing materials through his Apple Daily newspaper that are considered seditious.
So he's now been sentenced over that. What do you make of the verdict? I gather it was quite a long verdict of what you've been able to see. What did you make of it?
Look, they tried to build what in the academic world some might call a veneer of authoritarian legalism, which is a huge 856-page judgment, which if you actually read it, it's just cutting and pasting of a bunch of motley documents and evidence transcripts and the like, and there's actually not much analysis in it. And that what they're trying to do is to give the appearance of there having been a full trial and that things have been set out and looked into in detail. But in fact, it's actually an even worse version of what we might classically think of as a kangaroo court, because normally a kangaroo court, it's swift and they just convict you straight away. But here, they've actually put Jimmy Lai through years of pre-trial detention, then, you know, over a year of a trial, now an 856-page judgment, and it's still the same result. So in some ways, it's even more painful.
Jimmy Lai now faces sentencing and possibly life in prison. What are you expecting to happen in the sentencing process? Is there any chance he would avoid a prison sentence?
Oh, there is zero chance that he would avoid a prison sentence. He is considered one of probably no more than two or three Hong Kong democracy activists who are top-level enemies of the Chinese regime. So there is no doubt that he will face a lengthy prison sentence.
Is there anything that foreign governments can do to try to pressure authorities to undertake fairer judicial processes, or is this now the state of law in Hong Kong that residents have no choice but to accept?
Well, unfortunately, this is where we are now with Hong Kong in terms of the legal system. There's the very vague national security law that Jimmy Lai has been convicted under. And whatever one might think about the judges themselves, the reality is that if the laws are going to be this capricious, there's not much they can do, even if they had goodwill. And the reality is that in a case as high profile as Jimmy Lai's, all one can do is hope that Western governments can engage in some sort of negotiation with Beijing, similar to hostage diplomacy situations, where he might be let out on some medical grounds or what have you, and see how that goes.
Kevin Yam, I really appreciate you joining me this morning.
Thank you.